Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site, and they are free. So, again, head on over to freetalklive.com. One of the major features of the site allows you, the listener, to influence the stuff that we will talk about on the radio. So head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. There are a lot of different features there, and they're all for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, I want to charge you for accessing their sites. Tonight, it is Ian.
Adam.
And Mark. Adam's here from LibertyOnTour.com. The T-shirt that I was wearing while I was arrested yesterday here in Keene, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And I don't know to what extent this was discussed on the show last night because I wasn't here and I haven't had a chance to really sit down and listen to any of it yet. So I don't know how much detail I'll go into. I'll just tell kind of my side that hasn't really, I don't think, in any way come out as far as what I experienced being under arrest and going to jail and all that. Of course, you're welcome to dial in toll-free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. And Adam, you were there to see it all go down.
Yeah, I was there from the beginning, from the start.
What was your perspective from what was happening? Because I didn't really show up until the action started. I was down having lunch at or dinner at Social Sunday's weekly gathering at a local sports bar.
Right, yeah. I mean, basically when I got there, I was told there was police in the square here in Keene, and so I was about, I don't know, half a mile away and got down there. And when I got there, it was just a bunch of people hanging out in the park. Some were tossing around a tennis ball. Some were painting, and others were enjoying beverages. So there was real no problems there until men in costumes and with badges on their chest showed up.
Yeah, so it's really kind of a normal Sunday afternoon in the park in Keene, New Hampshire.
Absolutely, yeah. About a dozen people roaming around, just enjoying the fresh air and sunshine.
And at least one person, maybe more than that, had been enjoying themselves an adult beverage in that very same park.
Exactly.
Now, there is some sort of city ordinance that some strange people have written down on a piece of paper that says that you shan't have these so-called open containers on public ways. Which a public way is pretty much anything that is, it's not just a road, it's also a building and parking lot and anything that they deem to be public. Which kind of brings up an interesting question. Since they've claimed that the jail is a private place, is it okay to drink on the jail's parking lot?
I don't know. I don't know about the jail, but I know we were drinking in the police station yesterday and on its property.
I mean, that was awesome. Oh, I wish I could have been there for that. But the fact that it happened, I think, is pretty incredible. So you're there. The cops show up. They actually were called to deal with some guy who was, I guess, filling up water bottles.
That was prior to my arrival there. So allegedly some dude was there filling up water bottles, and the cops called
on that. Yes, the local a-hole. He's this really obese guy that is angry, and I think he's a former Marine or something like that, and he's crazy. So if you look at him the wrong way, then he'll try to start a fight with you. Luckily, right. You could just run away from him. He's not going to be able to catch you. But he intimidates people downtown, and it's just very obnoxious.
Well, I still didn't see much of the harm. I guess he was only like getting water from the fountain. So even if this guy is an a-hole at most times, it didn't seem to be much of a disturbance to anybody else at this time.
Yeah, I mean, my town has a place where you can go and get water for free if you want to do it. So, I mean, I don't know about using the municipal water source.
Well, it was actually, from what I understood, out of the fountain, the actual bubbler where you drink the water.
Right, isn't that the idea? Drinking fountain. I mean, I'll give it to you that they probably didn't have the expectation that someone would be filling up a 48-gallon tub with it, but if they want to stand there with their thumb on the button that long, I suppose, what does anyone care?
Sure. I mean, I don't know how big of his container was he was filling up, but that's neither here nor there. After their attention with the guy in the jugs is when they noticed people were drinking beverages in the park. I'm probably sure they've realized that we have done this before, or people have.
I would hope they realize it, because I know they read our blogs, they read our forums, and so they've certainly, I would imagine, have seen the pictures, if not seen us physically out there holding beers.
Exactly. One of the others has happened.
Yeah.
Them knowing.
So they came up. They, I guess, threatened the people initially when they were there to deal with the obnoxious guy earlier.
Well, Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then they didn't make any arrests at that point. Then they came back. And according to what the police told me when I was arrested and we were having a conversation in the police booking area about various different things, but, you know, being peace officers versus being law enforcement officers, that kind of thing. What they had told me was, I was talking to them about, well, you could just use discretion. You guys don't have to go around and enforce these bad laws. You can just use discretion if nobody's being harmed. And one of the cops said to me, well, he did use discretion. The first time that he was in the park, he didn't arrest anybody for it. And I said, well, I appreciate that. So what happened the second time? Why'd you come back? He said, well, a citizen called in to complain.
And that was what was reported in the newspaper.
Right. And that has frequently been their excuse for why they will mess with otherwise peaceful people, because some local busybody knows what the rules are, the government's rules. They know it's illegal to have alcohol in the park, and so they're going to call in to report you for it. And that is apparently what happened. Even though, as you can see in my quick video, which I'll repost over at freekeen.com, because somebody linked to it once, but it never was posted as like a featured video. It's just a 14-minute long clip of the entire thing, like from when I arrived till when I got arrested. And actually a little while of me being in the cop car and just a black screen.
You can hear some of the conversation with the guys.
So, in that video, you can see that, you know what, I forgot where I was going with that. You have to excuse me, I'm a little spacey. I've been up since like 5:30 and barely.
I'd like to touch on a point that you mentioned earlier is, on the police, but the thing is, until they got there, I mean, I was there when nothing else was going on, and it's peaceful. There's people walking around, there's doing this, no thing. And the citizen complaint is more, like I asked them, the citizen's complaint is not, they use that to, legitimize their actions of using force and coming into the park, because the one officer says to me, I don't really want to arrest anybody for this, but somebody complained, it's to pass the buck, and it's ridiculous.
It is, I agree, and that reminds me of what I was going to say, is that, okay, so they got one phone call from one so-called citizen, and they're using that as their excuse. Well, you can see in the quick video that at one point I say something to the effect of, and we've done this before just because it's a great visual. When I say something to the effect of, all right, well, how many people here would like the officer to not deliver his services and go serve somewhere else? Something like that. And, of course, almost the entire crowd raises their hands except this one old lady that if you go to freekeen.com and you look at the video that's been posted.
Yeah, there's a cranky lady there.
There's an angry lady who I believe is the person who called the police.
She's probably the one that was upset about it in the first place.
Yeah, I think she called the cops and then hung around to watch what happened. But anyway, so pretty much the whole crowd raised up their hands, and so much for democracy, right?
Exactly.
Whatever.
I got a great shot of that, too. I can't wait to put that video
video.
Of all the other folks raising their hands.
I know that you're going to probably be uploading that at the Free Keen channel.
Yeah, hopefully later tonight. Hopefully it'll be up by the time folks get to the archives.
Well, Nick Ryder was there, one of the bloggers at freekeen.com, and he put up a nice little 3.5-minute kind of summary of all the arrests and did a great job.
I think there's about 6 to 8 people there with cameras, not counting cell phones. Mm-hmm. I mean, actual video cameras, and that was real encouraging. Something else I wanted to touch on with these officers, instead of telling just the one person who calls that, hey, we were down there, we witnessed them drinking beer, nobody's drunk, no one's harming anybody else.
No one's littering.
No one's littering, they're keeping the place clean. We appreciate your concern and let us know if anything of that nature changes. Instead, they just run in and have to use their threats.
Well, but then their excuse would be something to the effect of, well, if we don't do something, then they can accuse us of not doing anything.
Also, there's the added fact that apparently a gal had her shirt off. Which is
that's true.
Heike
was
and it's likely that's what caught this lady's attention.
Likely,
that it was mentioned in the story, and that's what the claim was made in the newspaper.
But actually, in the time, and you'll see in the videos, especially mine, that's not their concern at all. Their only concern is the alcohol.
That's because they know for a fact that they can't do anything about her having her shirt off, but they can bother them about the alcohol. So maybe it's just speculation here. Like maybe they're hassling the crowd because the girl took her shirt off.
I think it's pretty speculative. I think this old lady did not want people drinking in the park.
And but people are drinking 50 feet away in the in restaurants that surround it, and even outdoor dining.
Yeah, but it's breaking the law, Mark, and it's a nation of laws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 1-800-259-9231. Pick up some of the story here in moments. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Mass arrest in Keene yesterday. More coming up.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there for free. So again, that's freetalklive.com. You can head over there and enjoy stuff like the bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll see over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious stuff, fun times. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. thinktwicenews.com.
There's a great new video up at thinktwicenews.com. You can go check it out. I just watched it before the show, and it's hilarious. It's on the SEC, and it's using Stefan Molyneux's voice. I guess he did a little bit with them. So go check it out. It's a minute long. You'll really thank me for it. It's thinktwicenews.com. It's hilarious.
All right, 800-259-9231, as we continue here, I'm going to give you a little bit more information about what happened yesterday with mass arrests in Keene, something like 8 arrests made yesterday. And
one guy twice.
That's right. Now, some of the arrests, like 2 or 3 of the arrests were just ticketing in that they issued a summons and then let them go. But other folks were actually taken into the police station, and some of those folks, including me, ended up going to jail for the night. So the cops come back to the park where people are drinking based on a complaint from a so-called citizen. And then even though almost everyone in the park told the police, go away, we don't want you here, leave her alone, she's not hurting anybody, look, here are your constituents. Right. Or
ask
here
them
are
use
your
discretion, etc.
Yeah, here are the people that pay your salary telling you, we don't want you here, go away. Of course, it didn't persuade them. They continued with their aggression against this nice young lady who was just enjoying a little bit of nipple painting and a beer in the park on a Sunday afternoon. And they threatened her and threatened her and threatened her. And she, by the way, who is a Keene native.
Yep.
She's a Keene native who has been activated by you guys, actually.
I don't know about activated, but
She's been activated. I think that's the right term. I mean, you guys went to her place of business where she works. You were hanging out there, and you were taking care of your motorhome, Marv, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, parking lot, just kind of parking there for a while, and so you kind of got to know
her. Built a relationship, Invited her out to the nightcap one evening, which is something Pete and I started up, or just had an idea of, I guess, the people who attended started it. And, so she just, been involved, met a couple other people, from the area, and next thing you know,
next thing you know, she is a radical in love with the idea of being free from what I can tell.
I agree.
And is now putting her beliefs into action and living like a free person, and all of this within, 3 weeks of her coming to the first nightcap,
a month.
About a month. It's been an incredible story. And it's people like, just as an aside, it's people like Heike that are the real success stories of this this movement of people here who are getting out and are living free, and they're engaging in just nice, peaceful activities in the park, like smoking a little cannabis or drinking some alcohol, and of course, cleaning up after themselves and being responsible about it. And we get a lot of heat, a lot of flack from some of the people that are more into the politics thing, and they're accusing us of alienating people and upsetting people. But I understand that's out there. I understand that anytime you do something that's controversial, whether it's taking a stance on an issue, even in the political system, or doing some sort of civil disobedience, people are going to be upset by it. But I can't be who I'm not. And I'm going to be who I am because I live by Harry Brown's silver rule, which you've heard of the golden rule before,
sir.
That you do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Harry Brown's got a silver rule that I like a lot, and that is that you'll attract people like you, basically. So if you be yourself, then the people who are like you, similar to you, will naturally be attracted to you. And so I'm not interested in attracting people who are going to put on a suit and be somebody else other than themselves in order to impress some sort of politician. I want to attract people who are like me, who are willing to take the steps that are necessary to achieve a voluntary society through things like civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And the people that appreciate that approach, maybe not everybody that wants to do that exactly, but the people that have an appreciation for that approach to the freedom movement. I want to attract those people.
No, I agree. And those people are the ones that we bring here that will help with, Heike's situations that will, it's a tough thing to break the mentality of people being indoctrinated so much by the state. But, here's a perfect example. I guess it can be done to the extent where people can understand that the problem doesn't start with us coming to bring beer into the park. The problem starts with beer not being allowed in a park, it's being stolen from everyone's money. If they really want to solve the problem of us drinking beer or smoking cannabis down there, what they need to do is sell the park, give that up to somebody. We also respect property rights.
I think that you know, when it comes down to it, that at some point or another, you need the sort of politicians to codify, at least in the world we live in today, to codify your ability, your freedom to do that. It seems silly to me that some parks you can drink beer in and some parks you can't. The reason that I guess they just it's an aesthetic issue here in Central Square. They don't want drunk people hanging out in the park as if
I don't think you can legally drink in any park anywhere.
What about the beach in Sarasota, Florida?
I mean, here in New Hampshire, Keene, New Hampshire.
Then they've got some bad laws. I mean, how come you... Yeah. What are the terrible, terrible aspects of people drinking on the beach in Sarasota, Florida?
I don't think there's anything terrible about it.
Right,
I mean,
that's the thing. Is people go to the beach, they have some beer, they enjoy themselves.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, it's
in Savannah, there's no open container law. Savannah, Georgia, you can walk around downtown with an open container.
Right, and here in Keene, you can drink beer on the sidewalk as long as it's at a table that's, you know, registered with the city as being one of these sidewalk dining tables. But you can't carry it from the restaurant to the table. A server has to carry the alcohol
across the sidewalk for
it's
you.
Crazy.
It's ludicrous.
Right. And how far will they go with this? I mean, like, this is a line that's in a park right now. They've already pushed the businesses that are, like we just said, going across the sidewalk. I mean, when would they do it? At the nightcap last night, Sam, who was asking one officer, what if it was blankets in the park? Would you, you know, if they said no blankets in the park, would you come in here and take everybody's blankets too? And one officer was like, if it's the law, yeah, I would, you know, and he'd be like, well, would you take a blanket for somebody's, you know, and they have all these textbook answers that just, you know, roll
just
out.
Just doing my job.
Yep, exactly. Just doing my job.
If you don't like it, change it. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And you're right.
Through the system, though, and that's not the answer.
Well, I mean, maybe it is. Eventually, if the system wants to, you know, stop wasting money and stop hurting people, and so somehow the people within the system come to their senses someday and do those things, or if the political activists are successful and actually get in and make this an issue, how many political activists will do that, I don't know, remains to be seen. I hope they have success.
I wouldn't say that this issue, by the way, I mean, you know, listening to this, I don't think that this is the hinge point, this is the pivot point of freedom.
Well, it's a local issue. It's actually a Keene ordinance, so it would have to be done by local Keene bureaucrats.
Good luck with that. Like, all you can do is civil disobedience in Keene. You're not going to get anybody elected on a local level.
That's a very defeatist viewpoint, Mark. And
in the near future, good luck.
Well, good luck anywhere. I mean, it's not easy anywhere to get elected your first time out.
Yeah, there's plenty of
police
skaters elected across the state in local and
any time your first time out the gate.
I think this is where the liberty being in the well aspect really comes into play.
Civil disobedience people have made
being a Free State Project member a pariah in Keene. Sorry, you're not going to get elected.
Well,
that's just not true.
I mean, clearly there are people in Keene that love what the activists are doing.
There are, but they're not voting. And if they are, there's not enough of them voting. That's all.
Well, most people don't.
Just dodgy old people that vote.
Yeah,
and that's just the
vote.
Aspect of voting.
You know, while you trash on Keene, I'd like to point out that your town, there was somebody that was affiliated with the Free State Project that ran, and they didn't win either. More coming up.
800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what Noah did. Contact airfilters and purifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in, toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
Adam.
And Mark.
And join us online again, freetalklive.com.
Do you like your talk show, your talk radio to yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear the words, hear words like bombastic used in a sentence? Can you order Lysander Spooner, Peter Kropotkin, Emma Goldman, and Murray Rothbard by beard length? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then Thinking Liberty is the show for you. Thinking Liberty, the audio broadcast that turns listeners into DHS-certified extremists. Tune in live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, or pick up the podcast at thinkingliberty.net. So you can listen to the podcast or listen live.
All right, we're talking about the crackdown yesterday, and I guess we're doing it in more detail than I thought we might, but that's okay. Because it's a good issue, and people need to, you know, need to hear about it if they perhaps didn't hear yesterday's show. And again, I don't know what they talked about yesterday, but luckily they were able to, you know, get in the studio and get things done without me here, and that's always nice when that can happen. So thanks to Sam and Wayne and whoever else happened to be a part of the show last night.
I'm not sure who was here. I was drinking beer in the police station waiting for you guys to get out.
So yeah, we're talking about this crackdown that happened. 8 arrests here in Keene yesterday. Some of them were somewhat dramatic. With people standing in front of cop cars and behind cop cars getting arrested. There was civil disobedience was happening yesterday again in Keene, and there was a crackdown, all based on the complaint of one, at this point, anonymous person.
Who was most likely on scene.
Who was most likely there, because there was an ornery old lady who was there cheering the cops on as they arrested
people. I'll testify.
Well, I hope she gets her chance, because I have suggested that Heike, the young lady that was arrested for having a beer in the park, call the person who complained to the stand to testify. That way we get to find out who the snitch is and put that snitch's face on video on YouTube.
Sounds like a good plan to me, I guess.
Think that that's what snitches deserve, is to be outed publicly. So hopefully we'll be able to accomplish that. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Adam, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment on the drinking in public.
Sure.
In the town I live in, our local park, there's no problem with drinking alcohol. The only thing you can't do is be rowdy and drunk, you know, which is, you know, what you'd expect from anybody, right?
Do you smoke pot in your park?
people do, but you're not supposed to. But what's funny is also we back in the 90s when they started easing the regulations on microbreweries, we got a microbrewery on Main Street, and it's a very tourist town, very, you know, old German town, and that's what most of the economy's run off is tourism. And they were able to pass, you know, imagine this, the city council getting together with their buddies in business, and they made Main Street an okay zone for drinking open containers. Sure. Which is kind of strange for this area. I mean, you can walk into the brewery, buy a big old glass of beer, and walk down the street.
Sweet. There are there's dry towns and dry counties in Texas. So I mean,
it is
pretty odd.
So then, let me ask you this. Oh, there's just a question about this. Do you have a real problem with people littering, say, beer bottles and cans and things like that on the street, the main street there in the parks?
Yeah, what's funny is Main Street is devoid of beer bottles, and you know, no one's running around throwing bottles through windows or getting in fist fights. It's you would never notice, and it's funny to see the tourists come in and see the look of bewilderment on their face when you tell them that yes, you can walk outside and not be, you know, harassed by, you know, armed thugs.
That's great.
Drinking a beverage, you know.
That is fantastic. Sure. The reason I asked the question is because last night when I was talking with the cops back in the booking area of the jail, they admitted to me that, oh, yeah, we know you guys aren't going to, you know, trash the park, that you're taking good care of things, so that's not our issue. We just have to do it because, you know, it's the law. And then the point they made about it was the reason they enforce this particular law, because there's certainly plenty of laws that don't, is because there's some college kids in town. Keene is a college town. And right. so because some college kids are trashy, and for instance, and they mentioned specifically that this tends to happen in the college neighborhood. So it doesn't happen at the same park where we drink. It happens in the college area, and they say that the college kids 3 a.m. will be throwing beer cans in private people's yards and stuff like that, littering.
But what that is an admission by them that they can't, you know, do their jobs, which is
well, they're
to prevent
saying
laws from being broken, right?
Well, no, they're saying this ordinance that bans open container is preventative. So that way when they see a college kid with an open container,
throwing
they can just go.
Can.
No, not throwing it. But they just see someone with an open container, they can just go arrest them before they have a chance to throw it on
but
a neighbor's
it
lawn.
Is it really effective? I mean, when I was underage,
no.
I put my vodka in a Big Gulp container and mixed it with Dr. Pepper at the 7-Eleven. I'd walk around with an open container all the time. So
if I wanted
to throw that on the ground, big deal. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that we all did the same thing. And one, you're never going to stop the college kids from drinking. And that goes back to even a deeper issue about the whole kids not knowing how to consume alcohol properly, the whole taboo aspect. But that all aside, you know, like at the park, people can openly drink. And every once in a while, you'll see somebody get a little rowdy. But that's very rare. And if it does, they come by, they pick them up, and life goes on. It's not... There's no big knockdown drag out fights. People are not shooting each other. You know, it's okay.
A lot of the problems with college. Sorry, a lot of the problems with college drinking are probably in relation to government's rules, if not the campuses, about open intoxicants. They make it a binge drinking atmosphere, just the way that marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
The only way that becomes a gateway drug is because of the means that it has to be sold on the black market. I mean, if I could go to a respectable business instead of a shady drug dealer to get what I would my product, then I would do so. Same with these college kids. They are drinking in an atmosphere where they have to party hard in the last few hours, because if the party lasts longer than that, the cops come. If they have open bottles and beer cans outside, the cops come. If they're rowdy and hollering, the cops come. I mean, it's all these things that is... enforcing this.
Well, I could point out that there are several legitimate businesses that are within 100 yards of where you guys were drinking open containers that you decided not to frequent. So it may not be an entirely apt scenario that you're laying out there.
Well, I can agree with what he just said because, you know, when I was growing up, yeah, I was taught how to drink by buddies who also didn't know how to drink, right?
Sure,
and,
same here.
But fortunately, we had a place that we went, and we were smart enough that everybody threw their car keys in a fishbowl, and it was a nice, huge place out in the middle of nowhere. So, one, the cops didn't bother us. Two, there's plenty of space for everybody to crash when they, you know, passed out. So we never had a problem, but it could have been a lot better had, you know, alcohol not been a taboo subject. And on top of that, we probably wouldn't have been a drink in the first place.
Dan, I want to thank you for the thoughts and the time tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. An interesting story that there on your main street and in your parks, completely legal to drink openly, and there's not a big problem with litter as a result.
I think the open container laws that we have in this country are, you know, just part. They're a symptom of the disease we have, which is, you know, we don't want to talk to our kids about real life. We want to imagine that real life is somehow going to be different for our kids than it is for us. Our kids aren't going to have sex until they're, you know, married or 18 or 21 or whatever. You pick the age. Well, we don't want women to have sex until they're old and ugly, right? And then it's fair. You know, the idea that they're not going to drink and get drunk and wake up and have done silly things and then wake up with headaches and they're not going to do any kind of drugs or anything like that. And I think it's silly, and we're doing a big disservice to our young people by thinking like this.
I don't think many people would really, and I think a lot of people should understand that argument, but I think a better one would be to make them understand their wallets. What I wanted to tell, or what I'd like to do to a lot of people in the Keene area, is walk up to them and say, do you think people should be allowed to drink and or smoke whatever they'd like or put in their body in a public space? And I bet you 95% of them would say no, but my follow-up question is then going to be, do you want to pay to keep them in a cage? And even if it costs $30, they come on, do it as many times, would you pay for it? You know, if you gave them that choice, I might not like it, but do I want to pay for it? I think a lot of them would choose not to pay for it. I would say the majority, 60-70%.
I wonder about that. That would be an interesting little experiment to run, because certainly if you go by the comments of the angry people that come in on the local newspaper,
sure,
then they're like, yeah, throw my taxes at those people. Put them in jail. Right. That's where they belong.
Right. They'd say they'd pay for it until they pay for it for 2.5 years and they're broke and they need something.
I see. You mean pay for it like over and above what they're currently paying in taxes?
Well, no, just take the taxes. No taxes. Make them see exactly how much they're paying for it.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Features including stuff like our bulletin board system, our news updates. You get signed up for the news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just announced something today via the updates list. I got a brand new radio station on board, taking our total to 81. Thanks to our listeners for becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers and helping us do that. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up to receive these updates, get them in your email box or via Twitter or via Facebook or all of the above. Whatever works best for you, you can get signed up free at news.freetalklive.com. So we continue to discuss the mass arrests that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire yesterday as folks were just enjoying a nice afternoon, as they tend to do on Sundays here in Keene. A nice afternoon in the park. One lady was enjoying a nipple painting, as well as, meaning her nipple was being painted, as well as a beer. And a few other folks were enjoying some beers as well. Cops came up based on a so-called complaint from an alleged citizen, and they used that as their excuse to harass this poor lady. This young lady who has recently been gotten involved in the Liberty Movement up here, another New Hampshire native or long timer that has lived in the area much longer than the folks from the Free State Project have, and she's taken a little bit of flack from some of her friends in the area who on her Facebook page they've been kind of trashing on her, saying that you know, this is bad of her to hang out with the Free Staters.
Right. Well, and then for some people it's just easier to be apologetic for the police as opposed to. Actually holding them accountable for their actions, that, you know, they're siding with them, saying, I mean, everyone starts, again, the problem is because we brought beer in the park, or people did, and that, to me, that's not the problem. The problem is that they regulate what you can or can't do on this piece of property to your own self, you know, a property you pay for and a body in which I own.
Well, some of those people might complain about what you're doing, saying that, you know, you liberty activists, and they tend to use the term Free Staters because it's more derogatory, but you Free Staters, all you want to do is, you know, get high. You don't care about the issues that matter. What would you say to that?
I wouldn't know what to say to that. I would say the issues that matter to me are being free and allowing people to live their lives so long as there's no sheer force on anyone else.
Yeah, but that's nice. But wouldn't you say there are more important issues at hand than whether you can drink in the park?
Oh, for sure.
Well, what kind of what are the more important issues? I mean,
how about the war?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do about the war from Keene, New Hampshire?
You can hold some signs in the park.
They do.
Right. In fact, that was my question back to them when they posted that crap. I was like, oh, I hear these cliches all the time. And so I'd like to hear from all of those of you who are criticizing Heike, the lady in question here who had the beer, for living free or criticizing her with these complaints. What is it that your efforts have done on these bigger issues in order to increase freedom? Please, please, just enlighten me about how it is that your standing in the park has reduced taxes. For instance, maybe the Tea Party folks might be reading that one. Or how is it that your standing in the park with signs has ended the war? Oh, it hasn't. The war keeps going. The war expands. Taxes keep getting bigger. So you haven't really done anything to change things, whereas Heike and the rest of the brave activists that have gone out and lived free and drank and smoked in the park and been responsible about it have been able to get away with it for weeks upon months, and success story.
Right. I can say that I experienced a certain level of annoyance upon watching the video that came out of what went on. Because there's a lot of yelling.
Yesterday?
Yeah, from yesterday. There's a lot of yelling, and it's
but that's
annoying
understandable
to watch.
Look,
I'm just telling you what I experienced.
Okay.
I mean, I also experienced a great deal of anger at the police. I experienced emotions all over the place. And, they were distributed on both sides. Now, if you've got this Stockholm syndrome that says, oh, the police are here to protect us, and they're not here to protect themselves and get a big old government paycheck and wonderful union benefits that'll last them for the rest of their lives when they only put in 20 years, if you don't have that same Stockholm syndrome, then you'll be in my position. But if you do have it, then I can see how you would place the blame on the activists and say things like, or just the people out there that were having fun, honestly, it had diminished from even activists at that point, because it's gone on so often.
Yeah, but that's the emotion. And like I said, it's not like this was a planned, like the guys every Saturday that are out there on the anti-war protest. I mean, this was people just trying to enjoy their lives, just relaxing, socializing with friends, and this is coming. So I was sure the intensity of the situation was probably a little higher, but I think from our perspective, and I think everyone was pretty well-mannered for the most part, considering the fact that they're grabbing peaceful people for doing nothing wrong.
I'm not saying that I know what should have been done. I don't. I mean, maybe yelling was the right response. Maybe being, everybody's saying, I don't have any
idea.
But that's what
happened, right?
I mean, that's what occurred. And I experienced a certain level of annoyance, so I can understand why these people experienced that. However, I've had to because I'm
and
in the midst
of them
of this,
there, right? I mean, most of them, the commenters,
I don't get to watch the video like I did.
This is true.
I wasn't there
presuming
either.
They've watched the video. Many of them just read the newspaper article about it. Darn free staters! And they make their
comments.
Well,
the newspaper article seemed relatively fair.
No, honestly. I have no objection
and
to the newspaper
Which, better
article.
Than usual, they actually called them Free Keen activists instead of free staters. And
I thought
I'm
it was great.
That.
I praised the newspaper for that.
I kind of understand where these people are coming from, but the question is, how do you use, if you believe that civil disobedience is the best form of activism, how do you use it in an effective manner? You can't do something, you can't get enough people that are going to refuse to pay their property taxes, for instance, to protest what the schools are doing.
Not
you can go stand out in front of the schools with signs, but I'm just of the opinion the signs don't really do that much.
Civil disobedience, though, isn't used to teach people war is immoral or a philosophy. It's to get more civil disobedient activists to come to your region.
That's what you're doing.
That's what we're using
right
for, but I think civil disobedience does get conversations started. I think that instances of folks breaking bad laws encourages folks, other people that are watching, to talk about those bad laws. It gives them an excuse to bring it up at a dinner conversation or at the water cooler and that sort of thing, and become the talk of the town, so to speak. So I think there's a real, even if the person who's doing the civil disobedience isn't communicating his or her ideas in a venue that is easily accessible, I think it still does bring issues to the forefront. And as Mark was saying about earlier, I mean, the political guys could do something with it should they want to take that particular issue on.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is to be able to drink beers in Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know why anyone wanted to expend political
capital. No, it would be anywhere. It would be repealing the open container law.
The city of Keene?
Well, anywhere public.
And it could be a bigger question. To me, like I keep saying over and over, it's about the taxing people for that piece of property, then regulating what they can or can't put in their body. I mean, the problem starts way before anybody steps foot in that park with a beer.
It'd be a minor thing for the city council to do. They just have to vote to repeal that particular ordinance, and then I can legally walk around with a beer.
Or here's a compromise. They could just talk to the town council, let them know that if they'd openly admit in writing and on camera that public property doesn't mean owned by the people, but it in fact means owned by the government and acquired by a coercive taxation, then I'm sure you'd just go away, right?
Oh, they're going to admit that.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think part of the point is that public property isn't public, because if it was, you'd be able to do what you wanted.
By the way, Mark, you accused me of being a liar during one of the breaks, and I didn't accuse you of being lying.
I'm accusing you of being disingenuous.
Right. You're trying to suggest that I'm painting this picture that'd be like really easy to come here and win an election, and I don't think it's generally easy at all to win elections as a liberty-oriented candidate.
How many Free Staters have won election, their first election, while running in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
A handful.
Okay, good for them. But how many of them ran as an open Free Stater?
I doubt any of them did.
Exactly. Just to point out, Mark, that in the past here in Keene, we have had two people run. One of them a local who was a Keene native, but clearly
got
associated.
Smeared.
He blogs at freekeene.com, Nick Ryder. He ran last year. Before that, Julia, my girlfriend, ran at the time. She ran for city council also. And both of them got similar returns, similar results, which were multitudes higher than libertarian candidates anywhere else. So that's not me saying you're going to be able to win. That's not me saying you wouldn't have a better chance flying under the radar somewhere else in New Hampshire. And if that's what you want to do, then by all means, go and do that. But if you want a challenge, yeah, Keene is a place for a challenge, and it's also a place where you'll have some of the best darn activists out there to work with you. And
half of which will refuse to vote on moral principles.
Some will, but as we get more people here, that won't matter very much. Some people are willing to vote. I mean, even the anarchists, the so-called anarchists living in Grafton are voting. Did you know that?
Some of them are.
Yeah, the ones that
a
are
lot
living...
of them are being forced to because they're...
They're not being forced to.
Their landlord's saying that they've got
a consensual agreement.
They're embarrassed about it, Mark, but my point is someone has figured out a way to get the anarchists to vote.
Force isn't the right term. They are being...
persuaded.
It is part of their agreement that they have to do it.
It's persuasion.
That's fine. Right. I'm for it. I think it's... fabulous, dude. I just don't want somebody to show up here with the expectation that they're going to run for office in the first, second, or third campaigns and have any chance of winning in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well,
I just don't think it's likely.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yeah, it is.
And it's my opinion that there's a possibility
for almost 4 years.
There's a possibility to win. You still are dealing with the same thing you're dealing with in any municipal election anywhere, and that is a very small amount of people vote. So if you can excite some of those people that don't vote somehow and get them out, you could win. It's possible.
Lots of people win in their first run and lots of other places in New Hampshire.
And we've got a state-level campaign coming up here that's going to be run by an open anarchist. We'll see how that does. Should be interesting. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.